Well, peanut and cotton farmers have been visiting with the various production meetings trying to figure out exactly what will they do this coming year. University of Georgia held a conference this past week as Dr. Don Shirley provided an outlook information on the major crops in the Southeast. Shirley said that the state's cotton growers, or all cotton growers, are facing serious issues with demand for cotton, which has hovered around 60 cents per pound in recent months. He suggested that cotton farmers be patient and wait for prices in the 68 to 70 cents per pound range before signing any contracts. He said that the domestic demand for corn is expected to continue to grow despite a leveling off of corn use for ethanol, because with increase in livestock herds, he said, the feed demand will increase. Shirley predicted peanut prices will be $375 to $385 per ton range in the Southeast, and he said if anybody grows Virginias, they could go as high as $425 per ton. He said the cotton acreage is still not clear. The final cotton number will depend on how Georgia, Florida, and Alabama peanut and cotton farmers handle their peanut rotation. He said if peanut acres go higher than 725,000 acres to 800,000 acres in Georgia, as they did last year, that will be an indication that growers are willing to shorten their rotation window before peanut crops and sacrifice long-term yield and disease control benefits on their farm. That's UGA Extension columnist Don Shirley reporting. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.